100.9 and 107.1. The Cat, Morgan Wallen right there, and you proof. It is Sean and Andrea. Sometimes Flounder, and also Gideon the intern is here.
Hello.
And the Cat.
Somebody texted and said, why don't you name the Cat DJ? Get it?
Get it?
I was like, no, I don't get it. DJ.
Big Full House fans.
Yeah, big Full House fans. So, I stumbled across something. I mentioned it out loud like an idiot.
Yeah, you shouldn't have said it out loud.
No.
Gideon got all excited. Andrea got excited but pretended she didn't. And it's one of those things, you know how we say, you know, like tomorrow, by the way, you should listen tomorrow, Gideon. Tomorrow's Whatever You Want Wednesday. The listeners decide what we talk about. Mm. And they decide. Whatever it is, we have to talk about it. Everything's on the table. Nothing's off the table.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a good one for tomorrow because... Now I'm choosing to cross this road.
Oh boy!
But let's try to make it so that, you know. Listen, it's a PG-13 semi-family program.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be like, I'm not trying to be crass, but no. This is something that I think, as Gideon said, I really want to know.
Yeah,
you I didn't say I really. Well, I wanted to know the answer.
I mean,
answers,
you were interested.
You said, "What are the other ones?" I need to know the other ones, and this is something that people want to know.
I'm here to learn.
So let's just say we're talking about. Playing chess.
Okay.
A couple who love each other playing chess.
Like two Spider-Mans fighting?
Something like that. It's spring, you know. So the article is top 6 signs that you're good at playing chess.
Right. Okay. Yep. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm with you.
What mature loving couples do with each other? They play chess.
They play chess.
Yeah. And pass on.
So how do you know you're good at chess? Number one, or this is how you're bad at it, I should say. These are signs.
That's what I thought.
These signs you know you're bad.
I'm more curious in that.
Number one,
you let your queen get taken right away.
Yes. No, the queen wants to get taken right away. Okay. The problem the queen has is when the game goes too long and nothing has happened for her. She's just sitting in that same square.
Fine, move the rook then.
You know? She doesn't want to just sit there and then nothing's happening. Number one sign you're not good at playing chess. You're not confident.
Mm.
You got to be confident.
Yes.
It's pretty obvious, right? You know? Number two, your partner doesn't seem that into it.
That's number two.
I mean, that should be a pretty good indication, right?
I mean, they're just not in the mood to play chess.
It should be that one, and then we start the list.
You want your partner to be into the game. If they don't want to play chess, they're
let's
not...
play checkers. Then come on.
This is one of my favorites. Number three,
hungry hippos.
You're easily distracted.
Oh, no.
You know you're bad at chess if you're easily trying to, you got an important move to make, and you're like, squirrel, I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, but my thing is, shouldn't it be your partner is easily distracted? Like, if your partner is looking at their watch or checking their text messages during the chess game, you got to be wondering.
Sean, you bring up a good point. Is it okay to have a sandwich while you're playing chess?
Focus and concentrate.
I think after a good game of chess, I am starving. You know what I mean? I'm going to go make that sandwich then. Number four, you're embarrassed to talk about it. You got to talk about your strategies.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What, you know, like what's working for you on the board, what's working for mm-hmm. them on the board.
What's your gambit? Yeah.
Gambit is very important in chess, right?
It is.
Andrea, if I'm wrong about any of these, let me know.
Okay. I'm not going to lie. I'm really kind of confused what this list is.
You still don't know, do you?
But I'm enjoying it thoroughly.
It's all about not being good at chess, Andrea.
Right, I know.
Another way you know you're not good at playing chess with your significant other is you never change your routine.
Oh.
That's me, man.
I never change.
You got to have different opening moves.
No,
yes,
no,
right.
No. I got the same opening. I do the same opening moves every time.
What are you?
I castle at the same time.
You pawn up, bishop out, and then rook forward.
I have the same strategy. Knight, you know, out.
You put your knight right out there, don't you?
And I know. I do. I take my knight right out.
You're like three moves in. That knight is even behind the line anymore.
And then I'm like, castle. Bam.
You weren't even expecting the bishop.
I can't wait to write. I have to write a weekly report of what I learned at my internship every week.
Oh, no.
I got to get better at changing my the way my first 8 or 10 moves have got to be a little bit
more.
You know
you're going to pawn first. You have to.
Because when she expects it, it's just not going to. All right. What number are we on?
I don't know.
And the last one, number 6. You're constantly worried about performing. Yeah. It's tough. You can't always worry about, you know, how you're moving the pieces.
Yeah, you just got to play the game.
You got to get to the end game, right?
Yeah, you got to get that
king
out.
Because you don't want that queen just sitting there bored in her square.
And most importantly, young intern, I'm going to add one.
Oh, no.
I'm going to add one for you.
Good. Let's
probably
do that.
The most important thing.
Let's go off book.
Is that at the end of the game, you both feel like you've won. That's the most important thing. And if you can win at the same time.
Oh, my God.
100.9, 107.1. I'm a county jail revival.